Test 72, Section 2, Question 20. Now with this one, we have the agricultural scientist's argument is vulnerable to criticism on the grounds that it. So we're wondering what is the flaw. And it says, so with this we just try to find it. So wild apples are smaller than cultivated ones. In one particular region, archaeologists look for remains of cultivated apples dating from 5,000 years ago, around the time they first started cultivating fruit. So basically wild apples are smaller than cultivated and found in supermarkets. And so they're looking for cultivated apples from 5,000 years ago. But the only remains of apples that archaeologists have found from this period are from fruits the same size as the wild apples native to the region. So basically they only found apples that are the size of the wild apples. So apples were probably not cultivated in this region 5,000 years ago. So apples weren't cultivated. Now, here we have a problem that we're talking, while technically we are comparing apples to apples, we're not comparing apples from the same time period to other apples of the same time period. We're saying wild apples today are smaller than cultivated found in supermarkets. So we're using as the basis cultivated apples found in supermarkets. And that may not necessarily be similar to apples that would have been cultivated 5,000 years ago. So we're really using a wrong sort of measuring stick to gauge whether these wild apples were cultivated or not. So A, fails to consider that even if a plant was not cultivated in a specific time, it may have been cultivated in nearby regions. So we don't really care because the conclusion is just in this region. B, fails to consider that plants may have been cultivated for only a short time, may tend to resemble their wild counterparts much more closely than plants that have been cultivated for a long time. Possibly, because that's basically saying, look, they could have been cultivated, but they still look like wild apples because they just barely got started. So B seems okay. Takes for granted that all apples, I'm going to throw this out, it doesn't assume anything about all apples. B, employs a premise that is incompatible with the conclusion. No, there's no contradiction in this. And then uses a claim that presupposes the truth of its main conclusion as part of the justification. That's circular reasoning, and that's not what we have occurring here. So therefore, answer choice B is in fact our correct response.